The hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. With those words, Nancy Pelosi, the most powerful woman in American politics, brought the curtain down on a two-decade-long stint as the dominant political operator and leader of the House Democrats. President Biden called her the most consequential Speaker of the House in her history. The Californian, who twice led the Democrats to power in the House of Representatives, recalled her career yesterday, from homemaker to House Speaker, and her many accomplishments, and addressed the fragility of the nation's democracy and referenced last week's midterm election results.
Indeed, American democracy is majestic, but it is fragile. Many of us here have witnessed its fragility firsthand, tragically, in this chamber. And so democracy must be forever defended from forces that wish it harm. Last week, the American people spoke, and their voices were raised in defense of liberty, of the rule of law, and of democracy itself. With these elections, the people stood in the breach and repelled the assault on democracy. They resoundingly rejected violence and insurrection, and in doing so, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Neil O'Dowd, founder of Irish Central and leading figure in Irish-American politics, told me earlier about the woman he knows.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is an extraordinary success story. She's the first woman to be Speaker of the House. She was second in line for the presidency. She was a successful congresswoman, a successful mother, a successful activist. She and her husband built a great career in San Francisco, where she first ran for politics. But most of all, she was able to command a room in the most extraordinary way. She's quite a diminutive woman, and she'd walk into a room full of men, older types, congressmen and senators and all that, and there'd almost be a hush. It was like somebody special had appeared. And she had this incredible way of expressing herself, which was very clear, very Italian. Her background is Italian. Her father was a politician who first brought her to the floor of the House of Representatives at the age of six. So she was literally born in the House in one sense. She had this great communication skill, probably from her father, who was mayor of Baltimore for 12 years and also a congressman. So it was in her breeding and in her blood. And the way she talked always was a total command of a subject. Very, very smart. Loved to talk about Ireland, and in recent times had become one of our great advocates, particularly on the protocol issue, where she faced down the British on a number of occasions and said that she believed that there would be no trade deals until the protocol issue was dealt with. So she's a big loss for Ireland in one sense, but on a human level, very reachable, always asking about your kids, how everything is going, no airs and graces, and just a very, very good politician, period.
And I suppose, Neil, when many people think about Nancy Pelosi now, they will think of her in connection with Donald Trump, and they will think of her in connection with that moment during the State of the Union where she tore his speech in two as she stood there. And there's another image as well of her clapping into his face. Those images are cemented into people's minds.
Yeah, they are, because she was very aggressive with Trump, and Trump does not like women, and he does not like smart women politicians, and he made that very evident early in his presidency. But Nancy was more than a match for him, and that scene you describe where she's the only woman in a room full of men, the president is sitting opposite her, and she has her finger pointing at him about something. It's a very powerful image, because usually you'd expect the woman to be the last person to be challenging the president of the United States. But also tearing up the State of the Union speech was an act of subterfuge that was quite extraordinary, because it took the limelight totally away from Trump. All that people were interested in talking about afterwards was Nancy tearing up the speech, not the content or the context of what Trump was saying. But she suffered because of all that, Mary. She was under enormous pressure. The FBI told her she had more death threats than anyone other than Barack Obama in recent political history. And that'll show you how the right wing demonized her, tried to turn her into some kind of ogre, some kind of old crone of a witch who was casting an evil spell. But she fought back through all that, and she was very brave, but she was one of the very few who stood up against the Iraq war right from the beginning. And when she became convinced of something, she was totally emphatic that she was in support of something. She would try, like in her last term, when people said, "We'll never get health care through," because he only had a majority of three or four in the House of Representatives, and many people wanted to water down Obama's health care. She insisted the bill stay as it was, forced it through, and basically gave Obama, the achievement of his presidency, which was Obamacare. So, you know, she is a tremendous fighter. Mm. What was really distressing for everybody was the scene on January 6th when the mob came for her, basically. They weren't chanting, get somebody else. They were chanting, get Nancy Pelosi. And they broke into her speaker's office.
She faced down Republicans, but she also faced down criticism in her own party. What shape does she leave the Democrats in?
She leaves them in very good shape because she rearranged the leadership chairs before she left. And we now know that the deputy speaker will be Hakeem Jeffries, an African-American from New York who's a very skilled young politician. So, I mean, from the point of view of leaving the party in good shape, they've just had a great election. They were very unfortunate they didn't take the House. And she's made history by serving two terms. And she'll still be around. I think that's very important because there's only a couple of seats between them and the Republicans. And the Democratic newcomers will need her advice. And she'll give them great insights on how to operate in a very narrow vote environment, which is what she operated in for years.
And there is a clear out now of the elder statesmen and women. Will Biden be next? Do you anticipate an announcement that he won't run in 2024?
He will run if Trump runs. That's what he said privately. And that's definite. Because he knows, everybody knows, he can beat Trump any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And that was Neil O'Dowd talking to me a little earlier. It's 13 minutes to 8 o'clock.